Daniel Ivy Soto was state elections director under former Democrat Secretary of State Mary Herrera and drafted the current law that governs New Mexico's management of the voter rolls, including purging people who've moved away. One of Republican Secretary of State Diana Duran's mailings arrived at Ivy Soto's house, addressed to someone who no longer lives there. He says the language on the mailing does not match what the state law calls for and could be confusing to some voters. But he clarifies this voter purge will not affect voters for the 2012 general election. So I asked, what happens if, say, a voter, we'll call her Mary, was sent a confirmation mailing, but she didn't respond?
Well, if she votes, nothing happens. Because this is, the purpose here is to remove people who have left the precinct where they reside and who are not active voters. So once Mary has voted at any time between this election coming up or all the way through the general election in 2014, and that would include any municipal race, any city council race, or school board race, that would then confirm that that person is still interested in the electoral process using that address.
So you can just go vote, and that is your confirmation. Yes, I'm still here. I'm still in the same place.
That's correct. Now, if you no longer live there, we prefer, of course, that you update your address. But in New Mexico, you still have the right to vote.
Can you explain the process that New Mexico has and what is specific about New Mexico law that isn't required in federal law?
Certainly. You know, one of the things that there's been some criticism about is the timing of the mailing. And actually, the timing of the mailing is controlled in New Mexico statute. And it specifically states that the mailing is to be done 90 to 120 days before a general election. If we're trying to get the biggest universe of people who have moved, and one of the places we're getting that from is national change of address, then you want to have it as close to a general election as possible to maximize the number of people you have on that list. And that comes to the second reason, the second time frame, which is that once someone is on this list, the clock starts ticking, as it were. Two general elections have to go by before we can actually remove them. You know, some people have said, well, why can't you do this in January, February? Well, that would delay the process actually by two more years because it's based on general election to general election.
And my understanding is that the state technically has not purged voters from the voter registration rolls since 2005. So is this number of 177,000 people who received or who were sent confirmation mailings, is that number an unusually large number?
So right now, New Mexico has about 1.2 million people on its voter rolls. This 177,000 is really not that large a number. It equals about 15% of our overall database. We normally have run about 20% of our database getting confirmation mailings when we send them out. And then what we discover after two general elections have gone by is that 75% of the people who received the mailing have shown up and voted at some point. And so we end up only removing a quarter of the people who received the initial confirmation mailing. But none of those people would qualify unless the confirmation mailing went out in the first place.
If somebody shows up to vote and they say, I still live at this address that they no longer live at, isn't that fraud then?
Well, in most cases, they're not saying I still live at this address. What they're saying is this is the address where I'm registered to vote at. And that is contrary to the election code if they no longer live there. But the problem is that we don't make it as easy and customer friendly for our voters to be able to update their information as we should. These are issues that the county clerks are working on in terms of long term. We're working on better integration with other databases and making it easier for someone to be able to check a box and have their voter registration update at the same time. But until we do that, the voter is stuck when they show up to vote with either affirming the last address that they used or losing their right to vote in that election. And that's not really a fair place to put the voter.
Daniel Ivy Soto, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Daniel Ivy Soto is a former state elections director and the executive director for New Mexico County Clerks. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.